Well, hey, everyone. We are opening up this week's inbox, and on the phone I have John Thomas. John.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, thanks for taking a break from your increasingly busy camp schedule heading into the summer to talk with us.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. We're getting excited about the summer.
I know. You know what, though? You need to find out, how are you going to just moderate the humidity down there? Because that, you know, do you have just people...
Man, if I could figure that out, it would change the world down here for sure.
Yeah. Well, but you know what? It's good.
It's just not summer camp unless it's like 110% humidity.
That's good. It gives them, people can make memories with that.
Yeah.
So that's
good.
Well, we have a great question for you today, and I'm going to start it off here by just reading it. This person's saying, a guy, bless his heart, do you have any advice for someone who is deemed the nice brother in Christ, but never the boyfriend material guy? I always feel like I'm overlooked and I'm afraid of being passed by.
Yeah, I mean, we hear this from both genders, don't we? Quite a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, girls say the same thing, guys say this. I have a couple of thoughts. One is this: if you are in high school and early years of high school, or even late years of high school, and you think this, I would say don't waste another minute worrying about it. You know, it really doesn't matter at a really young age.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not in a marriageable season and you're not looking for that in your life, you're too young for it, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. There's no need to be a serial, you know, serial boyfriend or even a boyfriend once in a while. Things change so much, so quickly, from those years into the college years and beyond. And Lisa, we don't know how old the guy is that wrote this, but I at least wanted to put that little disclaimer in there. That, you know, at a really young age, that sort of observation is not something I would be too concerned about. If you are of marriageable age and you're in a season where, you know, marriage is something that people would expect you to be thinking about, that you're thinking about, then that's a different topic. So let's talk about that one, okay?
Yep.
So here's a couple things that I wonder. First of all, that you could be, you know, just such a great guy and such a great friend that you're making yourself too available as a friend and therefore not giving any girl a reason to want to look at you any other way. Mm-hmm. Part of what having a relationship is, you know, being available and being emotionally available and all these other things. And so sometimes I wonder if guys who are just such buddies with so many girls aren't being too much buddy-buddy and therefore just always seen as a friend and never someone who might be considered, you know, somebody in more of a romantic relationship. So first thing I would do is just caution against that. And have you take a look at how you are conducting yourself when you're in these circles, and consider that you might need to be less of a friend. If I'm making sense with that, does that make sense to you, Lisa?
Yeah, definitely.
That you might just say, wait a minute, I'm presenting myself as just, and I don't mean this in any offensive way, just one of the gals.
Mm-hmm.
Just a friend that I can always be called on, and I'm a good guy, and I'll go change all the flat tires and drive you here and there and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because girls like a little bit of mystery, too. You know, I think some guy that's just putting himself way too much out there and, like you said, just being kind of everything to everyone. Yeah, it's just kind of like,
right.
What? Yeah.
Because there's one of two things are happening here. Either A, you are the kind of guy that somebody would want to marry, and these girls just don't see that, or B, you aren't that kind of guy, and you don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So in either of those situations, I think in the first situation is if you're a great guy, and you're a great catch, and you carry yourself in such a way, girls that are serious about marriage will not pass you by. But the second part is the one that I am thinking and more concerned about is this. Do you think that you're marriage material, but you're not? And what I mean by that is, are you developing in godly manhood? Are you growing and maturing as a leader, someone who a girl would look at and say, wow, this guy could lead a home. He'd be a great husband. He would be a great father. The way he carries himself is the kind of guy any Christian girl would love to have. That's the thing I'm gonna sort of put my finger on and say, I would look at yourself there. Because, Lisa, and correct me if I'm wrong, if a girl sees a guy who is all these things, are they going to pass him by very quickly?
No.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
So either you are those things and the girls don't see it, which means you need to carry yourself a little bit differently around them, or you think you're those things, but you're not, and you need to take a look at yourself and say, well, what do I need to do to show that I am serious about manhood, I'm serious about husbandhood, I'm serious about fatherhood? And I would say those are some issues of discipleship, mentoring, and really being kind of sober-minded about that. And I think once that you sort of begin to focus on that part of your heart and life, you will not be passed by.
Yeah.
Unless there's some other serious issue that, you know, probably needs some sort of counseling or something like that. But I'm guessing that's not the case. I'm thinking that maybe there's a way that he's carrying himself that needs to change.
Yeah. Well, those are good thoughts. And I would also say that that's probably something that most guys are going to need someone else to point out for them.
Yeah.
They're not going to be self-aware enough to know that because either they've trended, you know, that way growing up, or they just have a blind spot, or they just, you know, there is some area where they need to mature or they need to step up or something like that. So definitely get someone else, an objective person to tell you.
Yeah. And I don't want to be critical of this guy because, you know, I don't know anything about him personally or who he is. But if he's taking cues from the world and from media on what to be to attract a girl, he's not going to attract a good girl. You know, he's not going to attract the kind that he wants to marry, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's not only is it critical that you sort of look to see what you need to be, but also look in the right place to see that.
Right. And if he's wearing skinny jeans, he's just sealed his fate. So he needs to, that's just the first step right there. So
I'm not going to go that far.
I'm just saying. So, well, awesome. Thank you so much, John. That is it for this week's show. We want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org so we can get your question in on a future show or get your response to this one. And maybe you've had personal experience in this arena. So for the time being, make sure you're catching up on past shows and getting ready for future ones as well. And we will see you around next time. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.